This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we've got about an hour left in the show. You can give us a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back into those calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Jeanette is in Massachusetts.
Jeanette, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. We have a burning bush, actually, two of them. One is 3 feet tall, 4 feet wide, and the other one is about 2 feet by 2 feet. I was just wondering, could I cut those back now and that they'd still, you know, look good for the summer and the fall? Or is it too early?
No, you could cut those back. It's one of those things where since they don't flower, they don't really do that type of thing. You can cut them back at this point to get that new growth to happen. And just realize it might get bushier, might get fuller, but I see no problem with you doing it. Just use the rule of thumb of like a third, right? So don't take off more than a third. You can take a little bit more than a third, but I wouldn't cut more than half by any means. That can end up doing more damage to the plant long term.
Could I cut the height as well as the width?
Definitely. Yeah, you know, shape it out.
Okay.
You can thin it out a little bit if you wanted to. Let some airflow to go in there. What I would start with doing on any type of shrub or tree, look at any dead branches first. And you can kind of tell the difference on the dead branches. They're either going to be a different color bark. The bark might be peeling a little bit. And if you're not sure, you can always scratch the bark with your fingertip, with your nail, and scratch in there, see if it's green. If it is green, then it is viable. So start off with the dead branches. Then take a look at any of the cross branches. And when I say cross branches, it's branches that are crossing over each other. See if there are any that are kind of rubbing onto the other one, other branch. What happens is if they're rubbing onto another branch, they'll scratch the bark on each branch, opening up the door for like pathogens, for insects to get inside. So that's why we like to cut those back. Choose one of them that may be the stronger, the one that's not going to make the most, it's not going to make a bigger hole than the other one, but get rid of one of them so they're not cross branch, not across from each other. That'll protect the plant long term. And then finally, just shaping it out. And again, just by a third would be fine.
Okay, now what about a butterfly bush? When should that be cut down?
So you prune that right now? Excuse me, today would be fine. Cut it down. A lot of butterfly bush you can actually cut right to the ground right now, and they'll come back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, butterfly bush is one of those that will rebloom each year. You cut them back in late winter, early spring, so you can cut them right down to the ground. Unless you're looking to already keep like a bigger shape to it. But this is one where you could cut by a half. You could cut three quarters. You know, you'd want to leave like 12 inches, 8 to 12 inches left on it. But There are some of the dwarf versions, so like 8 to 12 inches is all it is. So you could still cut it by like a half. But the butterfly bush can be cut right back at this point.
Thank you.
No problem, Jeanette. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, ProTrust Products manufactures some of the best lawn and garden fertilizers and weed control products on the planet. If you want an amazing-looking lawn, there is no other fertilizer quite like TurfTrust. Its unique controlled release formulation provides your lawn with everything it needs and keeps feeding for up to 14 weeks. That's right, 14 weeks. In fact, right now, ProTrust is running their annual TurfTrust Triple Play promotion. This promo combines their amazing TurfTrust fertilizer with legendary broadleaf weed control and crabgrass control products. Save 10% and get free shipping when you order the TurfTrust Triple Play online at www.protrustproducts.com. Trust your lawn and garden to ProTrust products. And we do have another call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Ann is in Keene, New Hampshire.
Ann, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good. I'm calling about the guy that called on the knotweed.
Yes.
We have a Shopper magazine, and there's somebody advertising in that that says they can take care of the knotweed.
Okay.
And I have the telephone number if you want it.
Sure, and that's it. I mean, you're in Keene, so it's the same area. Yeah, why not?
Right. It's 603-477-9184.
Perfect. And this is somebody you said will advertise about will be able to get rid of that Japanese knotweed.
Right. And he says he has a license with the state. So I assume it's probably something stronger than what you can buy yourself.
Definitely. There are some products out there that will do a little bit more damage easier, if you will. But you do need a license. You need to be educated. You take
right.
a test to get there. So that's perfect. For anybody out there looking to do that, definitely recommend it. If you're in New Hampshire, use this number. If you're in other areas, look for that certified pest applicator or the certified sprayer. Because it'll definitely give you some good information and help you, because they can do a little bit stronger with their products.
Well, I've been fighting it for years, so I think I'm going to try it myself. So.
Yeah, it's definitely it's one of those things where, you know, every once in a while somebody will call and ask what to do, and I'll just say move. Because it's one of those things you just can't do anything about sometimes, and no matter how many times you spray, it just comes back.
Don't tell me that.
Well, that's if it hasn't been taken care of or if it's all over the place.
Right.
I think you'll be okay, especially if you call somebody. They'll know exactly what to do. They've been trained. They've got the license to prove it. So I think you'll be okay.
Also, is it too late to prune pear trees?
Fruiting pear or flowering?
Regular pear. Bartlett.
Okay, a Bartlett pear tree. I would look at pruning some of the dead that's in there. I would look at also looking at some of the cross branches, right? Any of the branches that are rubbing against each other. They say late winter, but we're still, I mean, it's second day of spring, so I think you're fine to do it. You know, a lot of the branches aren't really completely starting to wake up, so I think you'd be fine at this point, as long as you did it this week. The later you wait, as more that it wakes up and warms up, you can do a little bit of damage. But at this point, the in Keene, New Hampshire, you should still have dormant pear trees, so I see no problem doing that.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Ann, you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Barbara's in Kentucky.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi. I would just like to know if what I could use and what the product name might be for the use. Oh, I have some yellowing, excuse me, on the leaves.
Okay. So on the use, so one product I like to use right now at this time of year would be Holly Tone from Espoma. That's a great product for all evergreens. It's a granular form that you mix into the soil on the drip line of the plant. So however wide the U plant is, that's where you would mix it in. If it's starting to yellow a little bit, is it more on the inside or is it on the outside?
It's more on the inside. It's at, sort of like at tips on the branches.
Okay.
Not the whole thing.
Yeah, so some of the inside might just not be getting enough sun because the plant is full. That could be part of it, but those will naturally happen. But I would look at using the Holly Tone. That's going to give it a boost. If you on the side of the package, it'll tell you how much to use. But if you're using, you use basically 1 cup per foot of branch spread. So however wide it is, measure that. If it's 3 feet, you use 3 cups. About a cup is, 1 cup is about a pound per bag. Okay?
All right. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Barbara, have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I'm going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I got a question. I purchased liquid lime.
Okay.
Is that just as good as the palletized lime you throw in the garden?
So the liquid lime is a little bit faster acting, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is good to use, right?
Uh-huh. Oh.
I would definitely, it might be something that you need to apply a little bit, more often on it than you would have to, because of the fact that, so it's liquid, so it's readily available. It's not one of those like granular that has to break down over time, right?
Mm-hmm.
The granular has to break down and it slowly releases the nutrients. Whereas the liquid lime, it's in the water that you're watering in.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll hit the plant, be quicker to be absorbed. So it'll take like about, maybe like a month to really be active, whereas some of the regular granular limes can take up to 6 months to be active, right? If you look at, depending upon the, what's in it, most likely it has some calcium in it. If it also has like sulfur in it, then it is a faster acting lime, which means it could be readily available right away as soon as it hits the ground.
How long did you say that lasts, a month?
It's going to last probably, I'd say, 6 to 8 weeks in the soil.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So liquid lime, they do suggest maybe doing it 2 to 3 times per season, depending upon how acidic your soil is.
Huh?
So if you have very acidic soil, then you're going to look at doing it 2 to 3 times. Whereas if you're just trying to maintain, it's probably once, maybe twice during the year. Once, now and then once, and I'd say maybe 8 to 10 weeks from now, just to give it something back.
Can I plant right away, or could I Should I wait about a month?
No, you can. You can plant right away. It's not like they'll actually use it as like a foliar feeding because the calcium that's in there will actually help with some of the plants. So I don't see a problem doing that.
Okay.
But you can apply it right on bare soil if you wanted to. And you kind of just, once it sits in, it'll mix in, but maybe kind of just, you know, what I would look at if you're doing in like a veggie garden, maybe put some compost down, then spray it with the liquid lime, and then maybe mix it in with like a tiller. So that way it kind of activates it and gets it going all over the place. I would see no problem doing that.
Okay.
But I don't see any problem with you, you know, spraying it on there.
Okay.
With the calcium, it'll definitely help with, you know, blossom end rot on your tomatoes.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
So tomatoes love the calcium in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And so if this is one that has, a lot of times they'll call it like chelated calcium.
Yeah, it does.
Then that'll help with your tomatoes because tomatoes, the calcium that's in the soil, they absorb it to help make a stronger tomato.
Oh,
When they don't have the calcium, they'll see like those black spots on the bottom, which is called blossom end rot, which means it just doesn't have enough calcium. It doesn't have enough nutrients. So this could be very beneficial for you.
Okay. And I've got one more question.
Sure.
I called in a couple weeks about my poinsettia. Did you say I could cut them tops off now?
Yeah, so once it warms up to be outside, you can definitely get them outside. And there's multiple stages of pruning that you need to kind of do for a poinsettia. For poinsettias, you know, coming out of the winter, right, it goes into it'll just be leaves at that point in the spring.
Yeah.
You're going to, once the temperatures start to warm up a little bit, you'll get it outside and you can actually cut it back into a point where maybe it's like 4 to 6 inches on some of it. And that could be like, I'd say maybe closer to May to really do that. But you can definitely do it.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Mary. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing a growing list of women who are accusing him of sexual harassment. The latest woman to come out says the governor made inappropriate comments. Alyssa McGrath is the eighth woman to come forward against the governor. Cuomo denies the accusations and refuses to step down. New York's attorney general says they're investigating the allegations. The Biden administration has been working on dealing with the situation at the southern border, where an influx of migrant children coming into the U.S. unaccompanied is overwhelming border facilities. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
The Biden administration did not get prepared for what the floodgates would look like. And you're seeing it. You're seeing the Biden administration scramble, being incapable of dealing with the amount of the number of people coming across the border.
This is USA Radio News. Thousands of people marched in downtown Atlanta for a Stop Asian Hate rally in response to a shooting that killed 8 people at 3 spas earlier this week. California Congressman Eric Swalwell spoke on MSNBC about the challenges Asians face even in Congress.
Well, I appreciate the response from the Biden administration and leaders in Congress like Boris Matsui and Judy Chu, who have spoken up, who face discrimination themselves. Andy Kim, a second-term member, talking about his experience at the State Department where he was not trusted to work on certain Asian country desks. That's real. That exists, and we should have a conversation about that. But we also have to take responsibility as leaders for our own rhetoric. And when former President Trump and Republican leader Kevin McCarthy call it the China virus and inflame the situation, that has consequences. What we say as leaders has consequences, and it contributes to the violence against this community.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And I do believe we got a couple calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Sue's in Mass.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning. The reason I'm calling is I have a magnolia tree. And last summer, for the first time, it developed a terrible fungus, like a little white furry dots all over the branches.
Okay.
And what I'm concerned of, I was concerned that I had lost the tree, but it appears that it is budding again this spring. And I'd like to know what I can do before it really starts to bloom to treat the tree in the event that fungus comes back.
Okay, so now it was all over the leaves, would you say?
Not the leaves, the branches, all over the branches.
Okay, so it's all over the branching. It's not on the leaves itself.
It didn't appear to affect the leaves. It was just all the branches, yeah.
Okay. So it could be... excuse me, I'm sorry. So there's a couple things that first hit in my head. So it doesn't affect any of the leaf color? Does it change the color of the leaf or anything along those lines?
It didn't appear to. Okay. The leaves didn't look as healthy as they normally would. And this fungus didn't come out until the tree had already bloomed and all the leaves had already popped out.
Okay.
So it was in the summer that this fungus came upon it.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if it was there's a form of scale that you could have had.
Okay.
That the scale, when you look from afar on some of them, will actually look like a white fungus. Because if it was more of a fungus, I would see it on the leaves a lot more.
Okay.
So there's like they almost look like a powdery mildew. Type scale, right? That's kind of the way I'm looking at it.
Actually, what it looked like is little white dots of furry. It was kind of furry.
Yep. So they do have they will look almost furry, honestly.
Okay.
I believe you have, a scale issue on them.
Okay.
It's not that hard to get rid of by any means.
Okay.
You know, and you said it's on a magnolia.
It is a magnolia, yeah.
Okay, so there's a couple products you could use. One of the products would be the All Seasons, the horticultural oil that you spray on the plant when you're starting to see that scale pop up on on there. Another thing I would look at doing is using a product like the annual tree and shrub. Okay, so annual tree and shrub will actually get rid of, will help prevent some of these insects from coming along. It'll say right on the bottle that it will take care of scale, aphids, that type of thing. What this is it's a soil drench that you mix with like a gallon of water and plant right at the, you pour at the base of the tree. The tree will absorb it. What happens then is it translocates through the plant to help protect it long term, and it can actually help to prevent for up to a year.
Okay.
So if you do it now, where are you in Mass? Are you?
Lowell, Mass.
Okay, so
Northern Mass.
Yeah, we're not warmed up enough yet. I live in Lowell, so I I know the soil temperatures are still too cold. I would wait maybe at the end of this week, because I looked at the temperatures this week. It's going to be like 64 today, 60 tomorrow. Give it a couple days to just completely warm up on a few-day basis. So at the end of the week, Friday it's going to rain, so maybe doing it Saturday, because now the ground will be wet, allowing the when you use this annual tree and shrub to slowly seep into the plant versus if it was too dry, let's say, it would just go right through. So I'd use this annual tree and shrub on the magnolia now, end of the week. And if you start to see any of the scale, use that product that I was saying, All Seasons oil. You could also use like an 8. Or you could use neem oil. I'll just give you a couple options. That way, if you have one of them already, you could use that. Insecticidal soap's another one. You know, there's a number of sprays that you could use on scale.
Okay.
And you should be all right. But I think it's like a 1-2 combination. And using that annual tree and shrub is going to just help like a major infestation later. Because you said it doesn't really pop up until after the leaves are formed and it's gotten that way. So put it down.
Well, last summer was the first time that I had this problem. It happened last summer for the first time. And it didn't really, like I said, didn't really develop until around, I would say, the end of June.
Yep.
Okay.
So that was, the conditions were kind of perfect for it. We had a wet spring, and then it started to warm up, and the humidity was there, and moisture would sit on some of the plants. So it was perfect conditions for it. But so if you're, that's one of the things about taking care of your plants is knowing when they hit the year before, so you can kind of get some preemptive type stuff. So that annual tree and shrub, say you can't do it next week, you can do it at the beginning of April. You can do it in a month from now, because if you're looking at it coming in middle of June, that's 3 months away. That annual tree and shrub's not going to take, a full month to get into the plant. So I would, you could still do it April 1st or April 15th if you can't do it right now. Okay?
I hear you. Yep. When I started, I did treat it last summer when this developed, and we have Mahoney's in our area.
Yep.
And they did have me treat it with 8.
Yep.
And it continued through the rest of the summer into the fall. And so I've been checking it regularly to make sure there's no sign of it. And I guess it might be too early for any of that to develop. But I just wanted to be ahead of it this year.
Oh, that is the first thing you learn in school when it comes to worrying about the insects is being ahead of it for the next season. So you're right on. One of the things I would do, say it happens again and you spray with 8. The thing is, these scales are kind of like, think of like a slug or a snail on something. It sticks to it, right?
It did, that, yeah.
Oh, that's the same thing with this scale, is they stick to the plant. So you might have sprayed them and it killed them, but they just stayed there because they're stuck. So what you could do, if they happen to pop up, spray it. Let it kill it for a bit, and maybe a week or two later, get some, you know, like gloves that you would use for, like, washing the dishes, because they have, like, that little grip on them, and kind of wipe the branches down, and I bet you a lot of them would fall off. It's just they have, like, they stick right to it, because if you notice, they're, like, on the undersides, they're all, you know, they need something to hold them on there. So that's so that's why they just kind of just stick there.
Okay. Makes sense. Yep, makes sense. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
I will. I hope you do as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. If you want the best-looking lawn and garden in your neighborhood, then you need to use the best lawn and garden fertilizers on the planet. ProTrust Products offers everything you need for a great-looking lawn, beautiful trees and shrubs, and garden with spectacular blooms or a bountiful veggie harvest. It's too early to worry about planting your garden, but it's the perfect time to start taking care of your lawn. In fact, right now, ProTrust is running their annual Turf Trust Triple Play promotion. This promo combines their amazing Turf Trust fertilizer with the legendary broadleaf weed control and crabgrass control products. Save 10% and get free shipping when you order the Turf Trust Triple Play online at www.protrustproducts.com. Trust your lawn and garden to ProTrust Products. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We got about 15 minutes left in the show, so we can get a couple calls in here. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret's in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. Can you tell me when I can start planting garlic? I have 15 heads of garlic. I want to plant some outside. And do I take them apart?
So I would be waiting a little bit more time to put them in into the ground. If the soil temperatures are a little bit too cold where they're just above freezing. You know, where I am in Lowell, so I'm, you know, 10 minutes from the New Hampshire border. The soil temperature average right now is 40 degrees. They're actually, the current soil temperature is 33, so we're just above freezing. The warm weather this week will definitely help it, but the thing is it's just, it might be a little bit cold. We don't want them to get those overnight temperatures where they just freeze right away. A lot of people will actually plant the garlic in the fall as well. So it does get that cold period. So it's not like it's the cold will kill them. It's just I'd wait a little bit more time, maybe 2 weeks from now, maybe 3 weeks, depending upon how the temperatures kind of level off. They've kind of leveled off. You're seeing that they're going to start staying in the 50s regularly. So maybe about 3 weeks. And then depending upon how big they are, you can definitely split them and get them into a couple areas. And just realize sometimes the better garlic harvest is after you plant them in the fall. So this season, planting them now is fine. They'll plant throughout the year, but you might have a better harvest next spring.
Okay?
So just kind of think of it that way. You'll still get a harvest. I'm not saying you won't, but if you can find garlic in the fall, you know, around September, grab the garlic then for a better crop in the spring for you, okay?
Okay, and I should take the... They're huge heads of garlic. They're really big.
Yeah, I would maybe split them in half or in quarters. You don't want to... So this is the thing. If you cut them too much, you know, you're not going to have as big of the head for later. So, I, you know, maybe a half, maybe in quarters. I would be fine with that.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Margaret. Thank you.
Have a wonderful week.
How's your brother, by the way?
He's doing all right. He's doing pretty good.
Good, good. I'm glad. All right. Thank you again.
Thank you very much. No problem. Bye-bye. All right. Our number, 855-660-4261. And we're about a minute from a break here. So we'll just keep on keeping on for a little bit. You know, we were talking about that scale on Magnolia. And when it's furry like that, this furry-looking scale that's white, it almost looks like it is a fungus. So that's why I was asking a few of the questions, because sometimes the fungus, with most fungus, it'll show up on the leaves as well. So if you're looking at a plant and you're only seeing white on the stems, take a closer look. It might be an insect versus a fungus. So that's just something to think about going forward. We're going to take a break here. 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is you know what? We're going to get right into the phone lines because we only got a couple of minutes left. So if you're calling, you might not get in. So I'm not going to give that call out. So Nathan, who's up next?
Chris is riding the ferry between Martha's Vineyard and Yarmouth.
Awesome. Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I had just a comment on the way to the ferry. I heard you talk about Japanese zombies.
Yep.
And the best way to control that is to spray it. You might have already said about that. Spray it with a flower. What I heard was just sell your property for set. Some people, I think, would like to get overrun by it. But that's the best thing, you know, by saying any register that, like you said, you know, contact that someone with a license, or you can do it yourself. A product it's just like any pesticide, time and repro.
Perfect. So you broke up a little bit there, Chris, but what I did hear, the perfect time is to spray it when it is in flower. So that is perfect. That's a great point.
Optimum time. And it may take 2 years to do it. It may take 2 seasons. Be patient. Depends how much you have, how bad it is, you know, but don't mow it.
Yeah, so one of the things that I always like to do is not take like the mower to it. If it's very bad infestation, I try to cut the plant, leaving a little bit, and then painting on whichever product I have. So in the concentrate form onto the wound.
That actually will work too.
I found out of all the things that I've tried, that's one of the best. But using the fact that when it's in flower, that's perfect because it is a little bit weaker at that point, right? It's pushing all its energy to get to the flower, and so it's kind of out of its energy, so you're getting it when it has a weakened immune system. So that's perfect. That's a great point, Chris.
Yeah, and I've had good results with it. I've done it, you know, actually on a commercial basis. But the thing is, you have to, you know, if you get a little comes back, say in 2 years or 3 years, and you say, oh, a little bit. Oh, well, what happens?
Yeah, no. Yeah, you just got to stay on it and keep with it. So I appreciate the call, Chris. You keep breaking in and up. I do apologize. But you got some great point on there, and I really, truly appreciate it. I'm going to use that going forward. All right. Thank you so much for the call. I know I have one more call. Is that correct, Nathan?
Yep. Margie is in Sandwich.
Margie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to know when is the best time to aerate your lawn and overseed.
So the best time to really seed or overseed or do any of that is honestly the fall. That's really the best time to be overseeding, aerating, that type of thing. All that being said, that doesn't mean you can't do it in the early part of the season. I would still wait, let the ground start to get a little bit, wake up some more before doing anything with it. But you could definitely do it in the next month or so.
Okay. And also, I was wondering, we have a lot of slugs. And I know I've been into Mahoney's, and they've given me several things, but they eat the white stuff melts down in, and they eat it, and they do die, but then a whole bunch more keep coming.
Yeah, one of the things is with anything, you kind of have to just keep at it and do multiple applications, because what's happening is you're killing the current ones, but you're not killing the ones behind it. And this is one of those ones where you just kind of have to be proactive to start early so it doesn't get into the stages where they're just reproducing constantly.
So do it now, would you say?
Wait till the ground's a little bit warmer. I know down in Sandwich it's going to be a little warmer than up on the northern part, but I'd still wait another 2 weeks or so.
Because I see the hostas popping up a little bit.
Yeah, so I'd still wait for another couple weeks just to let the ground warm up enough, that type of thing. Honestly, about 2 more weeks.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. That's going to wrap us up for the day. We, our UMass product won the Hockey East Championship last night to go into the ship. So good for that. Everybody else, be good to each other. Plant something and wear a mask. We'll see you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.